It remains now just to make a few words of conclusion to our work of those 2 days, because we have to leave this room at 7:30 because of other performance here. So, in 1967, when I assisted in Copenhagen to the second session of the Russell's Tribunal, I could not imagine that 37 years later I would be a part of another tribunal, this time on Iraq. It seems that there is a certain continuity in history. This shows, of course, the existence of a real imperial logic. PNAC has been surely one important event within that imperial logic. But it is only one element, perhaps a small one, in a process. It is, however, an important one, because the authors of this document are now in power. We don't have to become fundamentalists ourselves, developing a kind of linear thinking. Really, we have to come back to a dialectical approach. And that is, I think, one of the main lesson that we have got from the various witnesses that we have heard. Surely, NAC is a political issue with all kinds of juridical aspects, violation of international law, etc., in the application. It is a political issue, but also with complex relations with economic interest. Not only immediate interest, as we see it now in Iraq, but also as the fruit of a logic of the rationality of the dominant capitalist economy. And it has also moral expressions and a whole system of legitimation that we have heard also. So it was useful to go about this problem, this issue of PNEC. However, the Iraq issue has been also central because of the dramatic consequence of this imperial logic. The people is at stake. Sanctions, occupation, enormous sufferings is the history of Iraq today. But during this session of this tribunal, I think that many of us have discovered the tremendous courage of the Iraqi people and also the strong hope for the future which exists in Iraq. Therefore, all the essence that we are now hearing about for a compromise between an American presence in Iraq and some other instances, international or national, is absolutely unacceptable. I'd like now just to tell you a few things about what will follow the work that we have done here during those days. We will have, of course, a series of different follow-up. The Commission will meet tonight to prepare a paper, a statement, an appeal, an answer to the 4 questions which have been raised before. That will be the work of tonight and tomorrow. At 5 o'clock tomorrow, we will have a press conference in the Hall de Schaerbeek. We will have also the official declaration at 10:30 p.m. after the performance that we will have at the same, in the same place. The diffusion of our work will have, of course, to be made, and we hope to have a great cooperation of mass media like we have had during those days happily. We will also have a publication of all the documents. As a matter of fact, I have received also a few more documents for our tribunal. One is an article about American and other terrorists from Alex Veloff. One is a paper about international call for independent assembly of the Iraqi people made by the Focus for the Global South of Bangkok. And one has been also a poem written by a Flemish writer that we are leaving here for the documentation of the tribunal. Of course, it is an accumulation of force that we are aiming at. That's why the Brussels tribunal is only the beginning. We will have some other sessions on the same topic, perhaps on some other aspects, in many cities of the world, to finish in Istanbul next year. Like for Vietnam and the Brussels Tribunal, our effort is, of course, an effort made from outside. But we know that the main struggle is the one of the Iraqi people. The task of the tribunal is to delegitimize what is happening today, to destroy the political and the moral support of the U.S. occupation, and also to support our American friends and the American voices protesting in the United States of America. It is finally also an effort to create the political conditions for a material, social, and moral reconstruction of Iraq. In this sense, if we can achieve that, and if we can at least contribute a little bit to such a purpose, I think that we can say that the Brussels Tribunal has been a real successor of the Brussels Tribunal. It remains now only for me to thank all the people who have made possible such a session that we have had during those 2 days and which will end tomorrow. I think to the prosecutors and all the contribution that they have brought. I think to the extraordinary work of the defense, which of course should not have been an easy work, because when you have to defend exactly the ideas that you don't like to defend, it is quite a performance. I like also to thank the witnesses with all the riches of the contribution that they have brought, primarily from Iraq. And I am really extremely grateful to the Iraqi people who have been here, but also from all those who have brought about some light about different aspects of the war in Iraq and of the document that we have studied. I like to thank especially the interpreters, because, you know, as we know, we are very, very, very aware that we have given you a very difficult job. But the work that you have done has been really excellent. Thank you very much. I like also to thank all the people who have worked during such a long time. I will not give any name, but I like to pinpoint one, I think, very important thing. It is the humility of people like Levin and Patrick, who have been working, and many others, working so much and not appearing really in the public, really, the public aspect of the tribunal. And I thank also all those who have worked on such a way for the preparation and for the realization. And finally, I like to thank, in fact, very, very specially, the Birth Theater and Al de Schaerbeek for their contribution, because always for such a realization, we need some material aspects. And also, I have to thank all the people who have contributed also financially to help to invite the witnesses and to invite the people of the Commission. And finally, I also thank the people of the Commission for the work which has been done and the work which remains to be done. Thank you very much.